right, and welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Snack Time with Mike and Ant.
I'm
one of your co-hosts, Ant Testor, a writer of Names and Flavor Text.
Flavor Text.
Wizards of the Coast.
With the snacks.
An article of Gathering Magic. With
snacks.
Me, as always, interrupting me, as always, is the one and only super flavorful, one and only master of Wiener Dogs, Mike Linneman.
Hello, Ant. Back in action, the snack attack.
God, that was bad. What are you doing to me?
I now have a cadence in me, and it like pents up like all week. I just need to mess with him the whole time, and mainly because we're finally having an episode that isn't a preview card and it isn't a review, which is,
oh my god, I know, right? We're finally gonna do something fun today. We are talking about dogs, magic dogs, magical
dogs.
Puppers.
Okay,
Roonies.
So I'm all about dogs. Everybody, this is established. I have three of them: Philip Jenkins, Toblerone, and Milk Dud, who I often talk about. Original Wiener, number one Snug, and best dog, in order. But we're going to talk about some dogs today, and we found some really interesting stuff. Just some weird, nuancey things that, you know, it's kind of been rattling around that Ant and I would love to cover. But before we do, per always, Flavor Gems, Mr. Tessitore, what do you got for us?
All right, so I went pretty straightforward. I did Watchdog, which is an artifact creature. It's 1/2, and it says Watchdog blocks if able, and as long as Watchdog is untapped, all creatures attacking you get -1/-0.
It's pretty good.
And honestly, the only reason I picked it is because I just think this is a hilarious mechanical representation of a Watchdog. Where, you know, it literally just sits on the battlefield, and as long as it isn't tapped because it's, like, chasing a squirrel or its own tail or something stupid, and it sees things coming, it barks and lets you know, and that little tiny advantage is just enough to give that attacking creature -1/-0.
I like that. I mean, unfortunately, it dies right away in Commander, clearly.
Yeah, it totally dies. It gets bolted or something stupid, but I love the flavor there, that, like, simple little idea. And also, anyone can own a dog, so this sucker can go in any deck.
I do like that. That Richard Kane Ferguson art, obvious fire, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
really,
is that like a dead guy? Like a zombie in the middle? Like,
I don't know. Dude, I think this is like, I mean, it's in Tempest, so I'm not 100% sure if this is meant to be like a Phyrexian dog or not, you know, because the flavor text is weird in saying that it, you know, it's growls a long rumbling grind of gears and clockwork. Its bark is a blast of steam. Well, saying it's clockwork makes me think it's not Phyrexian, but...
probably not.
Still, it's just, it's a weird mechanical dog thing.
I like it. I think you have it in a green deck with Yavimaya Hollow and Commander, and you can basically regenerate it every turn and just say, all right, you have a token deck. Nice.
Dude, my favorite thing about this dog is that a single Watchdog can shut down an entire Boros Legion.
It's true. It's true. It's totally true. Like, they're scared of puppers. Like,
yeah, they just don't like them. They just don't like them.
I don't know what they're going to do. Like, straight up, the Golgari, people just mess with, like, zombie puppers, and they can't handle it.
It's like, screw it. They have a dog. Like, just, it's off. The war is off. They have one dog.
We're done. I went differently, and I actually, you know, I try to look at art, and I'm looking through all these different puppers. And I found Scrapyard Mongrel by Svetlin Velenov. Really fun piece of random dog in a junkyard. You know, junkyard dog. And it has all this scrap metal and things. And, of course, it gets, as it has scrap metal around it and wants to protect it, it becomes stronger, more aggressive. But I'm thinking, if you got this design to say, mechanically, all right, we need to make a 3-3. So, you know, ogre or some sort of hill giant thing, but you know, we need to have an artifact matters and make it bigger and trample. Okay, like a trinket, it's like a raccoon. They're like, whoa, what if it's protecting a thing? And they're like, oh, dog, totally, like immediately dog. And you can see the collar that it's wearing and be like, oh, the dog is protecting things. It's a junkyard dog.
I think to me, I think the way that this card went down is a complete opposite. I think someone was sitting around at R&D in the pit, and they were like, you know what would be cool? You know what happened to me this weekend, Sean Main? I watched the movie Sandlot, and you know what doesn't exist in Magic right now? That awesome dog who sits around in the junkyard and eats baseballs and stuff. Whatever. Like, Sean Mann it live. Would, let's make it.
And Sean Mann would be eating junkyard dog. He'd be eating Thai food first of all, and then on the way back to work, he'd be like, "Oh, look at that dog! It reminds me of Sandlot." And then it would go into that because obviously every story starts with Thai food, almost like the Aristocrats. Totally is. But still. I like it. I like it's hound. It actually says hound, not like artifact creature, and it has the redo. But I would love if it would have been dog, because it has that mechanical issue with wolves. Or it's like, oh, but a wolf is separate, but a hound is it just a dog? What about a jackal? What about a coyote? How do they fit in?
Yeah, I don't know why they decided to go with hound. And I know that's a running thing on Blogatog, Mark Rosewater's blog, is that he wishes that it was dog, because we have cat. We don't have feline, or we don't have, whatever. We just have cat. So why don't we just also have dog? That way we can have cat people, and they have their stupid cat decks. And then we can have dog people, and their awesome, petable dog decks.
That's a good point. That's actually a good point. And of course, there is no dog lord yet.
Right. Hound.
Okay, it's going to be a pupper lord. This is the way it's going to be, like king of the puppers. Like if there's an unset, there's going to be a dog theme or something in there. Because why wouldn't it? Like people have to tap a card, and then the card taps, being like petting, bends at the waist, so they do the pets. Like that would totally be a thing.
Right.
So this is a straightforward mongrel, hound, sure, watchdog, dog. What about the things that are dogs but aren't dogs? You feel me?
Sort of. So I think that what you're alluding to anyway would be like a dog man or a dog woman.
Well, I mean, we're looking at, we were recently in Khan's Tark here, and those were not puppers. Those were standing dogs, non-puppers. Like one of them was like even fetching like a piece of meat. What was that card? It's Sandstep Scavenger. Like that's straight up a pupper getting something, and it kind of looks like a Sheba, but not like an angry Sheeb. I mean, yeah. I'd probably still pet it, but he doesn't look very happy.
Yeah. So what's interesting there is that from the very beginning of Magic, go all the way back to Lord Windgrace and Miri from the Weatherlight, we've had a long standing, association with cat people, anthropomorphic cat humanoids in Magic. They've been in the game forever, but we never had dogs. We never had dog people, which is really weird to me, because dog humanoids go all the way back to ancient Egypt, just like cat humanoids do. Like the god Anubis is a humanoid dog. That's the depiction.
What was that? Was that an Amonkhet spoiler right there? Did you just slip that out real quick? For people listening, they're like, oh crap, Ant totally dropped a plot point. There's going to be dog people straight up.
No. I cannot comment.
Oh, my God.
Yes or no.
There's going to be... I've seen that preview image, and there's dog people. I don't know, but I'm going to pet them.
All I'm saying is that there have been dog humanoids or humans with dog heads in, mythology since the beginning of time. And we know that Magic draws on mythology for a lot of its inspiration, and yet... we made it all the way to Khan's Tark here until we finally got dog humanoids, right?
Okay, so a Johnny cat person, is he going to find his yellow lantern, whatever, Sinestro, that is going to be like dog planeswalker? But he's kind
that
of
would
annoying.
Be cool. I thought you were going to say will he find a female, dog or a male dog? I don't know what a Johnny's, preferences, but that he falls in love with, and they have this amazing cat dog relationship. But I think if you want to go down the Nemesis route, that'd be
I think cool. Nemesis would be amazing. Well, I mean, they won't let a relationship thing to shake out and fight into the nuance of basically two demigods in all sense of the words, even though people still think whether Gideon is a demigod or not, which is God knows a Tumblr everyone loves talking about. But it would make sense, but fine.
That would be a really cool kind of classic, nod to that classic cat versus dog.
Totally, totally.
Kind of an eternal conflict. Two planeswalkers just duking out. Planeswalker would have to be what, black red, right?
Would have to be black red, but it would also flip the thing on entirely because he's a cat that's loyal and feels dutiful, and no cat is like that. Cats are just
right. Cats are black red. They're totally like, self-interested, and they just want their freedom.
I mean, the plague is over. I mean, really, they serve very little purpose these days. I mean, like companions, I guess, like dogs are too, but like cats had a reason for existing, like really strong need. And now they're like, well, they kill a lot of birds, I guess. You get to pet them. I'm like, but I can pet through, you know, some wings, and they like getting pets. So, okay, sweet. Yeah.
But one thing that I think is really interesting is that, like, in Magic, you actually have cats. You have cards like Sanctuary Cat or Black Cat, right? Those are legitimately cats. Or King Cheetah, right? Then you have cards like the Leonin from Shards of Alara. Those are also cats.
Technically.
And so you get this, like, this weird kind of scenario where you basically, you have a people with like a culture and all of these things, but if I want to make a cat deck and have cat synergies, my, you know, Leonin can also synergize with a black cat. Like it's just like the flavor dynamic there is really kind of bizarre. But when I create a Minotaur deck or when I create a Viashino deck, they don't synergize with my other lizards. Or my other cows, right?
Yeah, I guess.
And then you get into this whole headspace of, like, I can have a snake deck where I actually have snakes. And then I also have the snakes from Kamigawa, which were, like, snake people with four arms.
Yeah, weird.
Who arguably don't really look like snakes at all.
Fair.
Other than their heads. Then no. I have Naga, who definitely look like snakes because they have snake butts. But
yeah,
they're
true.
Naga, so they don't synergize with my snakes. But my Kamigawa snake people do. So it's like this totally weird kind of just dynamic in general where an Einok is legit like just a person with a dog head. And
they
synergize more with a dog than they do with a person.
Do you think the choice to make Wolf a separate one was an odd choice looking back? Because Wolf is a separate thing, but it's still... Of the same?
I really don't know. I think yes, it was smart only because wolves in general just have their own kind of fantasy. Like, they have their own fantasy feel associated with them, right? Like, when you see someone summoning a pack of wolves or the feeling of you know, casting a spell that summons a pack of wolves or taking on the aspect of a wolf, that feels very differently than summoning a pack of hounds, right?
I guess.
To argue that, though, we also have lions in this game. And summoning a lion or turning into a lion feels very different and has a very different fantasy than summoning a black cat. But in Magic, they're both cats. Right?
Fair. Okay,
so,
fair.
So that's where, like, there's this creature, this weird kind of creature-type dynamic where cat, for some reason, is super inclusive. And, like, wolf and hound aren't.
I blame Reddit, honestly. I blame Reddit about it.
Probably, yeah.
Well, I mean...
The internet, we just blame the internet.
Well, I mean, we even have pictures of this. Like, I still believe that promo Watch Wolf is literally just... It's a dog. It's a mutt dog. Don't tell me it's a wolf. That's a dog.
Right.
Look at Dave Kendall's thing. It's a dog. Like, this would be
absolutely
a cool piece of
art. Yeah, it definitely looks like they just straight up painted their dog. Like, their family dog. And if you look at, you know, something like Master of the Hunt, like a super old school legend card, right? That guy is summoning, it bands with other wolves, right? But they're definitely dogs. Like,
yeah.
You can't look at those and say those are wolves. They're not. They're just dogs.
It's like, hey, Jeff, we need a wolf creating thing. He's like, but I got this white dog I like. And they're like, yeah, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah.
Just nah.
It's close enough.
Close enough, man. No, man, it's fine.
But it's just interesting to me, and I would be really curious to know how, like, other people feel about that because, you know, like, in my opinion, I think as soon as you take it to the humanoid, like that anthropomorphic humanoid being, they should have their own creature type. Just like how I have humans, right? I don't have ape people. They're not apes. They're humans. They have their own type. And so when I summon an Einok, it should be an Einok warrior, not a dog warrior. And when I have a Leonin, it should be a Leonin warrior, not a cat warrior. Like, that
well,
to me
well, could,
is
well, odd. Couldn't they differentiate it by if it is humanoid, if you will, then it has two types compared to one? Because we look at, you know, Isamaru, and that's Hound. It's not like Hound warrior, Hound shaman, really at all.
But where it gets weird is like the Naga. Why are the Naga their own thing? Why are Minotaurs their own thing? Why aren't they cow warriors? Why are the Viashino their own thing? Why aren't they lizard warriors? Like and then humans, like, why aren't humans then monkey warriors?
Oh, okay.
Why are they humans?
First of all, humans were made 6,000 years ago. Duh, and first issue. Second
or
issue.
Or gorilla warriors.
I got, oh, my God.
Apes of Wrath.
Well,
know,
that
would, who knows?
Well, that would make sense, but then we get into...
But I'm just saying, like, I feel like you got to draw the line somewhere. And in just in my opinion, I think it would make more sense to once a fantasy type is created where it's a humanoid, right? It's no longer a dog, right? Yeah, they have canine features, but the fantasy isn't that they're a dog. It's not like they're running around scratching their ear and chasing balls and stuff. Like, the fantasy is that they're a humanoid creature that does a bunch of human things, but they just have dog features, right? Or cat features.
Okay. So how do you feel about depicting them as the art actually is? So for example, a wolf is generally like a 2-2, right? Makes sense. Almost always a 2-2. Humans are almost always 1-1s. Give or take, you know, you can get a 2-2, 3-3, fine. But generally, they're 1-1s.
Makes sense. If I had to fight a wolf, I'd probably lose.
yeah, legitimately, right. Yeah. We see this in this double, like, Anax and Symmetia, when it has a 3-2 first strike vigilance. Okay, one of them is probably a 2-1, and one of them is a 1-1. Or maybe one's an 0-1, and the other one's like a 3-1. Weird, but you can see the two things combined.
Right.
But then we see pictures like Briarbridge Patrol. Which one's the 2-2? Like, I can't know. Or like Ronin Houndmaster.
Yeah.
Are the dogs together 1-1? Like, I don't, like, that drives me bananas when I see that. Like Master of the Wild Hunt.
So in my opinion, Ronin Houndmaster, in my opinion, that human doesn't do jack. And it's just a haste. And each one of those little puppers is a 1-1. And so that's why it's a 2-2. And so then when it blocks, then maybe the human gets involved, and that's where that +1/+1 comes into play.
So dogs are 1-1s.
Those dogs, I think, are 1-1s. But Isamaru would argue that dogs are 2-2s.
I mean, he's a legendary dog. He's a named dog.
But he's like a big dog.
He's a big old dog.
Big dog.
I mean, we can look at Thraven Purebloods, and there's three dogs, and there's 3-5. Explain
so that,
that
tells me that dogs are usually 1-1s, and these are slightly overfed.
Slightly a little bit chunkers. They're kind of like Toblerone, number one chunk.
Exactly. So like your pack, your thoroughbred, Lineman's thoroughbreds, were probably 3-5s.
Probably 3-5s, yeah. Well, I mean, if Milkman doesn't want to attack, he'd probably be like 2-5.
2-5. All right, fine. One of them's kind of shy. 2-5.
Yeah. 2-5. It's like 3-5 when attacking, -1, -0.
Right. Like the opposite of watchdog.
Totally.
Opposite of a watchdog.
Just the worst.
Just runs away.
Just the worst. Well, okay. So other than the actual dogs themselves, we don't really get to see a lot of familiars. We don't see like the companionship. I mean, Briarbridge Patrol is close.
Tolsmere Wolfblood is like the closest we get, I think, to like a dude with a dog.
Yeah, but it's a wolf. But
yeah,
I mean, it's a good looking dog. Like it even has an artwork that has never been printed on a token. Make sure you notify Ethan Fleischer to make one eventually. But
I know I'm still waiting for this to just be reprinted in Commander. Just put in Commander.
Yeah, as soon as it gets made in a Commander deck, immediately that token's going
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably waiting until we get the. I mean, eventually we have to get Ally Color two color legendary commanders, right? I don't think we did that yet, did we?
Or we'll have like a Ravnica set. What?
We didn't do that yet, did we? I think that's one that we haven't done. Yeah, we did wedges, we did shards, we did monocolor, we did two-color enemy, and then we did four-color. So we still get to do two-color ally is the last yep. one.
There you go.
So mae that's next year. Maybe next year. Next year will be the year that we finally get to see that legendary 2-2.
Oh, my God. 2-2 pupper. Oh, boy. I would love that.
Voja.
Yeah, the art's cool. I've seen it. It looks nice.
Yeah.
Other than that, I can't find a whole lot about puppers. I mean, they're mentioned in flavor text every now and then. You have to find a promo of an unhinged card in Mize to find it, which is like...
Oh, but that one's so good, though. That's such a gem.
It's impossible to find that card, though. Like, it's not something to be like, oh, yeah, totally. I have three of them. Like, no one has that card anymore.
Dogs playing Magic.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
They're betting Scooby-Doo snacks, like the little bones.
They totally are.
Using them as counters and stuff. Like, it's just so perfect. It's so well done.
They have the bucket of chicken underneath that they obviously ate.
Yeah. This one, the Lassie totally cast Obliterate, and these other two are just not having it.
Like, even the windmill slam, like, yeah. yelling about it is so good.
Obliterate!
But it references dogs playing poker. Pretty great image. And then, of course, if you know your history, there was a Slivers playing poker way back in the day, or playing Magic.
Right.
And it's so cheesy, photoshopped, but it's just fantastic. But what other flavor tag? Ant, you're the flavor tag.
So there's other ones. Like, okay, so as far as a name goes, we have Dog Pile. And so I would love to see a funny promo or like this get reprinted in a Commander product or something like that where it's just a pile of dogs.
That would be pretty good.
Like that'd be pretty funny. But then there's also like dogs are mentioned sometimes in flavor text too. So for like Dromosar says that they say Dromosars are frightened of dogs, even little ones. There are no dogs in Shiv, not even little ones.
This is so dumb.
I know.
Like... That's a good flavor text, though. That's good.
That was like, okay, so that's the kind of flavor text like I read growing up as a kid. You know, like I read stuff like that, and I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I could write flavor text. Like, flavor text is so cool, and I used to collect cards because they had stupid flavor text like that. And now that I write flavor text, I read that, and I'm like, oh, I hope I never write anything that's stupid.
But it's so good.
But it is.
It's so good.
It's so funny.
Because that last sentence isn't even a sentence. And that's amazing.
Not even little ones.
Like, that's amazing.
Oh,
just terrible grammar. I'm totally for that.
And then and then you just like you look because you look at the card and you're like, ooh, Dromosaur, that sounds cool. And you see this like weird armadillo dinosaur-esque kind of a thing with his tongue out, and you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then you read the flavor text and you're like, oh, he's just like a big dork, like a scary guy.
I like him.
Yeah, makes me want to put him in a deck now.
Just make a bad 4/1. Nailed yeah. it.
There's one other flavor text, too. It's slipping my mind. It has to do with Dogs of War.
Dogs of...
Panther Warriors. It's from Portal.
The Portal
version. It says, the Dogs of War are nothing compared to the cats.
So bad. That's so bad. Like, that's just like, ship it. We're good. Like, someone's like... There's like the Cats of War, and people are like, "Nah, man,
it's the Dogs of War."
That's so bad. You know they can't name a card Dogs of War now. Like they can't.
No. Well, they could, but it would have to be like a 6/2 or a 5/3. Like it would have to be strictly worse than Panther Warriors.
Yeah, it would actually. It would have to be terrible.
That would actually be. That would be such a funny because this is a vanilla creature, right? That would be hilarious. Vanilla creature to just throw in like a one-off supplemental product like Commander or something like Dogs of War and make it exactly this, like a 4 and a green 5/3 summon hounds
dogs and just of War. And just not tell anybody,
have them in this exact same pose.
It'd be so
like
good.
Five dogs running through the woods.
That'd be really cheesy, but I'd really like it.
Oh, I would God, really take it. So funny. I never realized I wanted this card so bad until right now. And then it could just say, like, the dogs of war are strictly worse than the cats. Or, like, something stupid.
Oh, my God. Do you think I actually look back at, like, some of these, like, references and take them into consideration?
Do you do that
when reading flavor text? Do you find, like, do you have guild encyclopedias?
Yeah, I do all the time. Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe. Dude, when I work on a set, sometimes I feel bad for whoever is, like, in charge of the set. I've kind of stopped doing this. But I used to, I would come up with the most absurd references that, like, nobody would ever get. Nobody would get it. And I would send these, like, emails at the end of the writing, like, set. And I'd be like, oh, Mel, like, blah, 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 this submission that I did, like, just in case you don't know, is this, like, weird reference to this one card. And I'm, like, doing this thing and blah, blah, blah. It's just, like, so stupid. And it, like, I realized that there's no way, like, they never get picked. Because nobody would get them. Yeah, like, why would they print that joke? Like, two people would get it, you know? Like,
those two people would lose their mind, though.
They would, but it's not doing justice to the card itself, and it's especially the set that it's in. Now, where it makes sense is something like a supplemental product like Conspiracy. I got one in that I opened the file, right, and there's a homunculus, like, flipping the bird at people. And I was just like, this is awesome. And he's in the middle of a crowd, and the crowd hates him, right? So obviously we have Fibblethip had always hated crowds. So I was like, oh, my God, crowds had always hated this dude because he just runs around flipping the bird, you know?
So you had a reference.
Like, yeah, so that's a little reference that, like, if it's an in-joke, right? Like, if you're not a fan of Magic, you'll have no idea what I'm talking about.
Right, but for those people that do get it, especially for such a beloved...
Yeah,
thing.
For those people who have, like, a Fibblethip plushie, they sure. probably loved that line. So, like, it works in a supplemental set, because it's like, ah, whatever, like, we're already kind of having fun. But in the main sets, Flavortext has a job, and it's hard to get them in where it actually works. But I try all the time.
Like,
I do it all the time.
You try to make it work.
I always make one of my submissions something that's, like, every once in a while, it's just, like, it's more like a pet submission.
Sure. Just something to kind of get... Would they ever choose it, though?
I don't know. It's rare. I can't even remember the last time that I got one. Other than that one in Conspiracy, Jeering Homunculus was the last time that I remember actually getting one where it was like a definitely a callback on purpose to, like, a super obscure card. Because sometimes, like, stuff like this will happen on accident, right? Like, they'll put a 4-mana green 5/3 in a set with a bunch of, like, dog people. And sure. they won't be thinking, like, oh, wow, this is, like, legit nothing compared to the cats. So sure. the perfect name, if you want to reference that in-joke, is Dogs of War. Like, that's the perfect name. But, you know, what if the dogs in the story, like, aren't at war? Like, what if they're doing something else? What if it's Kaladesh?
Or they're peaceful.
Yeah, they're, like, running towards the Inventor's Fair or something. Like, you can't use Dogs of War because it doesn't fit. But the joke, like, is totally perfect if you use it. So it's... You know, like, sometimes they happen. Sometimes it's, like, a natural just kind of, oh, my God, it's a perfect moment to do this in-joke, but it just happens to not fit the flavor of the world. So it's hard to pull off. Whereas on a supplemental set, 9 times out of 10, they're, like, not tied to the flavor of a given world. They're more generic. Like, Commander, a lot of the arts in Commander are, like, just generic. They could be any world. Or they're not, you know, setting specific.
So you're trying to say that if there's going to be a dog lord, it's probably going to be in Commander.
Yeah. I mean, if you want a dog lord, right, it either needs to happen in a supplemental set where flavor doesn't matter as much as far as congruity, right? Like, you can have something from Esper and something from here and something from this plane that we don't even know what the name of it is yet. Like, who cares? Blah, blah, blah. You know, like, it can happen there. Or it needs to happen on a plane that actually has, you know, dogs or dog people that are like prevalent in the storyline. Like Khanzatark here would have been a good spot to have a Dog Lord potentially.
Ugh.
Because the Einok were featured on the plane and, you know, they had a, they had something to do with the story, right?
Oh my God, this is gonna kill me now that we could have had a Dog Lord and we just missed it.
Yeah. So as of right now, like the only plane that we have that have that has, you know, dog humanoids is Tarkir. Now, could we just get in some supplemental product like, I don't know, just like a dog that's the leader of like other stray dogs in like the alley of some city that on a plane that we've never been to, and it's just like, you know, a one and a white, 2/2, all dogs, all hounds get +1/+1. Like, yeah, that could happen. Why not?
I mean, I just want to get a call into like all dogs go to heaven because that would be great.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
That would be amazing.
But I don't know. It happens.
All right, fair enough. Well, I have more puppers I could talk about for hours established. But again, ant episodes are always 30 minutes, so
that's correct.
We're gonna cut it off. We do have a pretty big guest coming soon.
Super soon.
Like next, actually, not next.
Nah, we'll do one in between. So
okay.
Not our next episode, but so it'll probably be number 46.
Nailed it. Yeah. It's going to be pretty ridiculous. Pretty ridiculous. So I'm pretty excited about it. It's been taking maybe about 6 months to get someone on. We're going to be having an artist that probably hasn't had an interview in 10 years, if not more, or if not longer. So, yeah, should be pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited because for me, the artist episodes are always my favorite because I feel like we always get into some kind of really awesome topic that has nothing to do with what the episode's about.
or we just don't have to talk and they just talk the whole time.
Yeah, right.
Which is also nice. So, Ant, where can people find you if they want to talk about more dogs?
So they can find me on Twitter at AntTestStore, or they can go to my website at AntTestStore.com.
All right. They can't find me at AntTestStore.com, but you can find me on the Twitters to talk about puppers all the time. That's how I do. Other than that, we want to thank our patrons again for making us sound better. Ant's going to be upgrading sound in a minute here.
Yep. Oh, and I want to give a special shout out to Bruce Richard, who sent us a mic, like straight up sent us a microphone, which is awesome. Bruce, that was totally unnecessary, but also a pretty cool surprise to find on my front doorstep. So thank you.
Pretty amazing. So we're very close to that traveling mic for interviews, which will be amazing.
No, that's what it is. Oh, did I not tell you? That's what he sent it. Yeah, dude, he sent it to us. I have it.
What?
I have
it. Is it in your hand?
I have it. It's a Yeti mic. Yeah, I have it. We're good.
Biscuits.
I just forgot. Dude, I've been busy.
You've been busy.
I'm sorry.
So then we have some other announcements that we're going to have to be rolling out here with Cardamajigs. Home to Rico and Enzo and Riot for new stuff that we're going to be coming out for Snack Time, which is incredible. You'll hear about that really soon. We'll have a big art update on it in the next couple days. But thank you to all of them. We're here because of that people literally support us and think, yeah, this is interesting and cool. But anyway, you can find me on the Twitters. I'm at Vorthos Mike, or Google or attempt to spell my last name and you'll find me. Super happy that we're here again. Thanks again to Cool Stuff for taking care of us. Cool Stuff Inc., which you should be buying your board games at because it's cheaper than everywhere. You can quote me on that. And Gathering Magic, which, you know, has always been supportive of us. Other than that, thanks for watching this week, and we're going to be back super soon.